The Carnival Corporation settles a lawsuit after revelations that it polluted waters while on probation. And Constantine Metal Resources releases its preliminary economic assessment of the Palmer Project. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. U.S. Forest Service and local firefighters contained the 8.5-mile fire on June 1st. On Sunday, all U.S. Forest Service firefighters were pulled out of the area. The fire is on monitor status. Haines State Forester Greg Palmieri says he will be out on the land when the weather is warm and dry to keep an eye out for flare-ups. A driver in Haines flipped their vehicle after colliding with a gatepost at high speeds on Sunday. The collision occurred at the Alaska Marine Line's truck loading bay on Union Street. The individual was able to crawl out of the vehicle and was responsive when first responders arrived. The driver was transported to the search clinic and eventually medevaced to receive a greater level of care. Police say the investigation into the incident is ongoing. Today, Carnival Corporation settled a pollution lawsuit for $20 million. In April, U.S. District Judge Patricia Seitz threatened to ban Carnival Corporation from docking at U.S. ports for violating the terms of probation from a previous pollution conviction. In 2016, Princess Cruise Lines dumped oily waste and covered it up, resulting in a $40 million fine and 5-year probation. The company acknowledged violating probation by dumping gray water and food waste, a known threat to marine life. Almost 500,000 of Skagway's cruise ship passengers arrive in port on a Carnival Corporation-owned ship, be it Carnival, Princess Cruises, or Holland America. Constantine Metal Resources has completed a preliminary economic assessment of the Palmer Project, a controversial mineral exploration project near Clukwan and Haines. The assessment is a tool for investors that outlines the economic potential for a mine and the logistics of mine development. Canadian mineral company Constantine Metal Resources has been exploring minerals at the Palmer Project for over a decade. The main mineral deposits that have been discovered contain copper, zinc, gold, silver, and barite. Now the company has completed its first economic assessment of the site. Constantine Vice President of External Affairs Liz Cornejo says the document will be shared with investors in hopes of securing funding to develop a mine.
Yeah, so with the PEA, some of the important numbers that people look for with these assessments is really how much is it going to cost to construct the mine, how much does it cost to operate the mine.
The PEA estimates that the project will require $418 million in funding over the entire life of the mine, from pre-production to closure. The estimated net profit over the lifetime of the project is $266 million. Cornejo says that in addition to economic information, the PEA also helps people understand how the mine would operate.
We can answer some of those questions that people have had and use it in our discussions as far as assessing, well, what might a mine here look like? How big would it be? How long would it operate? How many people might be involved? And they may change as we go into a final mine proposal, but at least gives us a framework to start with.
According to the PEA, Constantine expects a mine at the Palmer Project would operate for 11 years and provide a total of 260 full-time jobs. In terms of scale, the mine would produce 3,500 metric tons of ore concentrates each day.
The material comes out of the mountain, goes through the mill, gets ground up, it gets sorted into different products, and then would then be trucked into Haines. And currently, there's not an ore terminal for loading, so we would be shuttling it over to Skagway for loading and shipping out to the buyers.
Most of the zinc concentrates produced by Constantine would be sold to Dowa, a Japanese metal producer that has a 49% stake in the Palmer Project. The copper is likely to end up with smelters in other parts of Asia, while the barite would be shipped to oil and gas producers in Canada and the Midwest. But not all of the rock taken from the ground will be exported for sale. Many residents have raised concerns about the environmental impacts of waste rock and mine tailings. Cornejo says the conceptual plan outlined in the PEA would minimize the amount of waste produced.
Both waste rock and tailings can be non-acid generating or potentially acid generating. And in this case, there would be enough space underground that's created, that we would be able to put all of the potentially acid-generating waste rock and remaining tailings back underground, so that the only tailings remaining on surface at mine closure are designed to be non-acid-generating.
However, according to the PEA, some potentially acid-generating rock would be stored at surface during the first few years of operation until there is enough space available underground for disposal. While the PEA provides a general picture of what a mine would look like, two highly detailed feasibility studies must be carried out in the future before development can begin. Cornejo says that the company is still working to better understand the mineral deposits, as well as the infrastructure needs of the project. Constantine will release the full technical report for the PEA within the next 45 days. The 10th anniversary of the Northwoods Writers' Symposium wrapped up over the weekend in Skagway. KHNS reporter Claire Stremple checked in with Alaska writers from the symposium's faculty to hear some Northwoods from the source.
I'm Nancy Lord. I'm a writer from Homer. I moved to Alaska right out of college, and I started writing seriously right after that because it was sort of my way of figuring out where I was and what I was doing and learning about the place and the people and I guess, and who I was too, what I was doing here. This is just a piece that I wrote several years ago in response to a question, what does Earth ask of us? My response was called Lessons from a Time When Men Fought Bears with Spears. In Alaska, perhaps more than most other places in America, people still live with attention to the Earth's rhythms, the in and out tides, the darkening days into winter, the seasons marked by geese, salmon, berries, storytelling. Our indigenous people especially know about the gifts that come from land and water and the cycles that govern them. They have long traditions of showing respect. Barry Lopez once said that you don't have to be a people to learn from them. I'm not native to my place, but I long ago decided that to live in my chosen place, I needed to learn as much as I could from the people who belonged to it and who had known generationally how to live as a part, not apart from it.
Lord writes fiction and nonfiction. She was the state's poet laureate from 2008 to 2010. In Skagway, I'm Claire Stremple.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.